The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours.
Oh, good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already, it's Levin Miller.
We will be sure.
Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you are doing that you've decided to do that do with me. It's Friday, bim, the people are tired of working, badum, badum. Now, right out of the gate, I want to say this. You people are one bunch of unsaved people. Yesterday, 1 million gallons of rain fall from the sky. And I was the one that came on air. And I was the one that told you all that you had to go to the meat shop of your choice. And that you had to go and get 3 pounds of salt beef. And that you had to go and get 2 pounds of ham. And that you had to go and get $6 worth of conch and a 3 pound bag of flour. It was me that told you all this. It was me that told you that you had to go with Miss Laura and get yourself some nice vegetables. And that you had to go and buy a can of tomato paste. And that you had to go home and do the work of him that sent you and boil that together. Because it's raining, and when it rains, soup have to cook. Next thing I hear, right? Next thing I hear, unbeknownst to me, Juan McCartney getting soup on air, and no one. But Kermit, did they bring you some too? Because I'm starting to feel like it's a light skin thing. I don't know. I feel like it's light skin privilege. You all could say whatever you want. All I know is that I was the one that agitated. I was the one that gave you all the mechanics of how it ought to have happened. I gave you all the locations of where to go. And I mean, not a teaspoon of soup no one offered me. 1 million gallons of rain, I tell you. And y'all bring Juan McCartney soup. You all are one bunch of unsaved people. And I want to air my displeasure early about how hurt I was. I couldn't breathe when I heard. I mean, and Juan had the audacity to eat the soup on air. I couldn't breathe. I said, Jesus, what meanest these things? Light skin privilege is alive and well in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Yesterday is only a greater reminder of how prevalent light skin privilege is, and so. I just want to say that I am very hurt, and I don't know how I'm going to make it. But if you feel like you could go and deposit somebody to a Royal Bank account in my name, and maybe I will get over it shortly. That aside, I'm talking again. We're talking about the monetization of social media. We're talking about this morning, though, influencer relationship. Now, a lot of times, before I get started, let me say a special shout out to my friend, Papa. What's going on, Papa? I like Papa. Papa is one of those people in radio that I actually know in real life, and I'm always happy to hear from him. So, good morning, Papa. But let me continue. And many of you have decided that you want to be influencers. You want to go into marketing. You want to brand associate. You want to brand boost, right? I want to tell you right now that a lot of you aren't influencers. The six people that keep liking your stuff, they're your six friends, two of which have absolutely nothing to do with their lives, except for what you. One of them is probably living vicariously through you because you say the things that they can't say, whether it is because of a speech impediment or some other impediment, that they are just not able to communicate themselves the way that you do. And because they cannot do what you do, they idolize you, and so they follow you and they like you. The other two is probably your auntie and one of your cousins. That doesn't make you an influencer, all right? So I get it. You feel popular. You feel like somehow through some form of cosmosis, alter the minds of people. Many of you do not. All right? And I will also say this. Raunchiness gets attention. That doesn't necessarily translate into influence. And so I brought somebody in here who apparently knows what influence looks like, who is able to tell you what an influencer is. Again, the six people that keep liking every single... You could literally post, Mary had a little lamb, and these six people will heart emoji your post to that. That doesn't make you an influencer. All right? So LaToya Hannah Moxie is here with me again this morning. She's from the Hannaway Group. And we're talking all throughout the month of November about the monetization of social media, how to do it, what to make it look like, how to go about branding, how to go about making yourself an influencer, not an internet poster. Like me, I's an internet poster. Don't confuse me. Sometimes this is specific. Sometimes this is not. But you can still pay me if you'd like. I don't have a problem with that. All right. And so I brought her in so that she could kind of help us figure this out, figure out influence in the internet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. LaToya Hannah Moxie, welcome again. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back again.
Okay, great. Before we get started, though, I saw the little snippets of your YouTube show, A Seat at the Table.
Yeah. Yes.
The woman say, I don't have no giant bank account. I ain't never had no giant bank account. And I didn't make it this far. I ain't gonna never have no joint bank account. When my husband asks me what I won't pay, I tell him the phone bill. And I've been paying that ever since. I said, this is beautiful. This is why I want to come back as a wife.
I think that was the highest rated show that I've had just because of that. Mm-hmm. That snippet. That touched a lot of wives.
Yeah, yeah. She won't pay the phone bill. I said, what is this? I was paying the phone bill when I was in grade 10.
Well, you know,
I really could.
She's one of the fortunate ones.
I could do well as a wife.
Not many women or wives have the luxury or the good fortune of having a choice.
So before we get started, how many more of these things do you have to go? How many more of these seasons do you have to get through? And tell us a little bit about that before we get started.
Well, the episodes, there's about 5 more episodes. We're going to be wrapping up closer to Christmas time. Mm-hmm. This Sunday, last Sunday we talked about Wives Club, what it's like to be a wife in the 21st century. And this week we're talking about what it's like to be a new wife and a new mom. What the things we wished our moms told us. Mm-hmm. There's so many things as a new mother, as a new wife. Like, nobody ever told you that you'd had to be picking up people's underwear off the mm-hmm. ground or seeing bra straps hang from the shower mm-hmm. or in the curtains or who's going to take out the trash, how mm-hmm. are we going to raise the kids, what to expect when you are a new mom breastfeeding, sleepless sure. nights, colic
yeah.
babies.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about all these things on this Sunday show, and there's going to be more laughs. We brought the famous veteran back.
Okay.
Who told us she has one
the phone bill payer. The phone bill
payer. We brought her back by mm-hmm. popular demand. So, yeah.
Now, there is one thing that women often make noise about. We're not talking about this. I just need to get this out of my chest. Which is women that have a problem with men that leave their socks by the bedside, right? And I keep telling people, women do not practice pragmatism.
Let me hear this.
Right? I do not want to walk through the house barefoot.
Okay.
I, however, understand that I do not ever intend to sweep the floor. Okay. Which means if I walk through the house in shoes, I run the risk of tracking sand or what is it, sediment?
Yes.
Through the house,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In my desire to be a loving, compassionate, and caring husband, man, soother, right?
Yes.
I have calculated that it is better for me to leave this sediment-toting shoe at the door, and I shall traverse throughout the house in my socks. There's no harm in that, right? I do not, though, want sediment that I didn't transfer throughout the house on the bottom of my foot.
Okay.
So I keep my sock on until I get to the bed. But I also do not want sediment in the bed. So I take the socks off.
There's logic in that.
Right here at the foot of the bed. Now, when I wake up in the morning, it depends on what happened in the night. I may be able to find the socks. I may not be able to find the socks.
So the fastest way to cure that is to get house slippers. Because socks go missing. Socks have...
I feel it. That's white people's stuff. Listen to me.
No.
You know the way it works in black people's house, right?
Because men don't usually pick up socks.
It's because the socks...
And by the time you wake up or get out of the bed, one of the socks goes missing.
It's because... Well, I'm going to get you to that in a minute. But it's because the sock is my... You ever used to play Super Mario? You know, and he hit the star and he could run through everything with the little star? Yeah. Those are what socks are, right? Okay. So the socks is my superpower. I can move all through the house, right? The reason I can't have... And white people, don't be offended. I mean it in the gentlest way. When my brother pull up... Well, not my brother, because he's not going to pull up. My uncle pulls up, right? To the house. And I come outside to see him. I put on whatever slippers my foot could get in.
So you keep those shoes at the door.
No, man.
Yes, you have you put a rack or basket.
They can say,
"Hey, Kelsey,
no doubt." I can say, "Kelsey, no doubt."
So you have shoes already
slippers
at the door. So
outside.
So you have it's easy. I mean, you got to just be a little bit more.
I think this
organized
is just one of the things women will not let men have. And you know, if women just let men have this, the world would be a wonderful place.
No, women would have lost their minds, and we're the ones that keep the world together.
Okay, now back to the sock thing, right? Like, I'll tell you a little secret about me. For about 6 years now, I don't wear matching socks. It's intentional now.
Okay.
It's intentional now. I have a superficial reason and a non-superficial reason, right?
You're entitled to it.
So my non-superficial, very, very judicious reason is because I understand that Down syndrome symbolism is marked by the wearing of different socks, right? Like, they do it every year. So I have this fancy with socks, right? I have about 1,000 pairs of socks.
That's a lot.
I know. I actually have 2 bins of socks. And this is really no one's business, but I'm telling it.
I was going to say, this is very influencing.
I live in a house with a washer and a dryer, but somehow, every 3-month period,
socks go missing.
I can't find socks, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't understand where the socks keep going. And so I have calculated that obviously the sock gods require sacrifice. And so every quarter, the sock gods rapture up. They rapture up a portion of my socks, right? And that is why I can't match them. Whoa. So my superficial reason for wearing mixed match socks all the time, and I do it intentionally now, is because I ain't about to fight the gods, right? If the gods don't want me to have matching socks,
you won't have matching
socks. I agree with the gods. I'm just going to wear mixed matching socks, right? But while I'm being superficial, I also get to pay homage to the people with Down syndrome. And when people try to say, "My God, big grown man like you ain't wearing matching socks," I say, "Do you know that we symbolize Down syndrome by the wearing of mixed match socks? Did you even know that most people don't?"
And now they do.
And then they Google it, right? And I look amazing. And they say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so sad to hear." I said, "I know. See, you have to always understand the method to the madness. There's an answer for everything most times in life." And then they leave me alone. But that is my non-superficial reason.
Okay.
Right? And I do it with that in mind.
House slippers.
Superficially.
Faster remedy.
Superficially. I ain't fighting the socks god then. All right?
Got it.
Good. So tell us, what is the name of your show before we move on? Because I want to transition. What's the name of your show and where is it and how people can find it and what time is it on?
Sure. My show is called A Seat at the Table. You can search on YouTube for it and you can just put in the hashtag or the search word ASATT, which is the acronym for A Seat at the Table, ASAT. And you can, once you put in ASAT, ASATT on YouTube in the search button, my shows will pop up. We are in season 3. Mm-hmm. We air every Sunday at 3 p.m. You can watch from your mobile device. You can watch from your smartphone, smart TV. You can watch from our Well, you can link from our Instagram or Facebook platforms as well. Every Sunday, 3 p.m., we have a new topic engaging women about women. So it's a show for women about women, connecting with women every Sunday.
All right. There you have it. That's perfect. So influencer relationships. That's what we're talking about today. Now, what is the difference between me, who actually could drink this cup of coffee and get people to want to drink this coffee because they saw me drink the coffee, and now I am an influencer, versus Pookie. Not Pookie. Not Pookie. Let's not use Pookie.
I don't think Pookie has Instagram. Yeah, Pookie probably don't have Instagram.
But I don't know. Chandra, who has 12 people that likes every single thing that she posts in Facebook or Instagram. And so she feels like, oh my God, I should just be an influencer. What is the difference?
Well, there's a big difference. You kind of said it. It's self-explanatory. An influencer is an expert who gets people to, who influences people or has the power of persuasion, getting people to buy into a product or a service based on their either visual components that they're sharing. They have the gift of persuasion, long story short. They are endorsed by companies or brands because of the content that they share. Mm-hmm. Influencers have been around from before social media, actually.
Okay.
There are several different types of influencers. And I guess Chandra would be one of the nano influencers. Mm-hmm. So there's about five different types of influencers. Mm-hmm. So let's be clear about that. And a nano influencer is under 1,000 persons. Mm-hmm. So 9 times out of 10, the average Bahamian that considers himself an influencer is more or less a nano influencer.
Okay.
So they have under 1,000 followers, mm-hmm. and they're sharing content that's specific to a particular target audience or niche market.
Okay.
So if coffee is your thing, and the content that you're sharing is coffee-based, you have an audience that loves coffee, mm-hmm. they're going to follow you. So you most likely will be a nano influencer that focuses on coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, now, see, this is where it gets interesting for me, because I will tell you this. What if, right, I am an influencer, but I cannot... What if I am a practical or practically applied influencer? What do I mean? I drink more Collect than anybody I've ever seen on a Collect poster.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Don't judge me. The demons that chase me wear jogging tennis, right?
Okay.
All of the people in my circle, they drink Collects.
Okay.
Collect ain't never send me a check yet. Well, and my friends and I, hold on. My friends and I take pictures all the time, and we post them to social media that I'm either connected to or associated with, right? Mm-hmm. So they can't say they ain't no.
Okay.
Right? And I have actually, I call it the conversion. I am like Saul turned Paul. I just convert people to drinking Collects. No, I'm serious. I meet them doing other nonsense with their lives, and I say to them,
CBL, I hope y'all are listening.
Come to the light. Let me show, there's a reason the bottle have 4 medals on it. Let me show you what a good beer ought to taste like, right?
Okay.
And I convert people all the time. It's like resurrection power.
Okay.
Boom. They don't want to drink
anything
else.
I like where
you're
going with this.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I considered an influencer?
No. But I like the storyline that you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
That can help me segue into exactly how you can transform yourself into an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
You have given an example of almost everything that you could do or have done right to get the attention of CBL.
The only thing they didn't do is put me on a poster. If they put me on poster.
Well, then you're a model. You're not necessarily an influencer. It doesn't work that way either.
Wow. Okay.
And let's separate being a paid model from being an influencer and being an ambassador. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of differences here.
Good. Teach us.
So you need to make sure that you have, when figuring out, we talked about this last week, when figuring out how best to present yourself as an influencer, you need to find the right platform.
Okay.
Figuring out your product, the service, or the brand, whatever it is that you're representing, making sure that you have the platform that's suited to garner the right target audience, to get the engagement, the likes, the follows, the reach, all of the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bahamians and the internet at large is based on the visual storytelling. Mm-hmm. So influencing has a huge visual storytelling component. Mm-hmm. Choose a platform that you can show visuals. People like pictures. They want to see the product. They want to hear reviews. They want to get the testimonials. They want to hear your voice. They want to see your face. So that's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Then you need to make sure that your profile setup is that of an influencer. You can't have a picture of a cat mm-hmm. if you are selling bear.
Okay.
You need to have a picture of you so that people see who you are mm-hmm. or your logo or your insignia or something that represents a brand that represents you. Mm-hmm. And in your profile, you have to have a clear definition of who you are. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, hey, I'm leaving.
Yes.
Welcome to my world. If that's it, mm-hmm. your world could be almost anything. That does not make you an influencer. Mm-hmm. So be very distinct with editing, with putting in the bullet points in your profile of what it is you do. Secondly, you need to make sure that you have the relevant and appropriate content.
Okay.
So if you love Click, your whole life should be about Click page.
Okay.
On this page.
Okay, go on.
And in order for people to start finding you organically, you need to start using hashtags.
Okay.
A lot of people think that hashtags are dead, but they're not. This companies still use hashtags to find influencers. Mm-hmm. And so when you start posting your content and you tag them, for starters, you're going to grab their attention. The fastest way to do that is by tagging them, mm-hmm. making sure you're tagging the right page as well,
okay.
and making sure that you use the right hashtags. Hashtag whatever Click's slogan or motto might be, mm-hmm. add that into your captions.
Okay.
So the goal is for you to become seen.
Okay.
And in becoming seen, they want to make sure that you are engaging with your audience. They want to make sure that your audience is their audience. They want to make sure that the hashtags that you're using are relevant to what they are selling and promoting. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure that you have enough followers and the right followers. And they also want to make sure that you are engaging mm-hmm. with your audience. So those are the things that you need to make sure that you have before you even consider yourself to be right. an influencer.
Do I do this before or after I make my disciples?
You can do this. There's a journey. There's no right or wrong. Okay. You can start. You got to start.
Right.
You got to start. And you have to start posting content. You can't have one post and then be like, I'm an influencer. No, it doesn't work that way.
Even if 6 people like it.
No.
With a heart emoji.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Because apparently the heart emoji is gold these days.
No, no. And then you have to focus on endorsing products and services.
Okay.
If you are not endorsing products and services, then you are not an influencer. Mm-hmm. If you're just sharing the sashimi that you had last night, that's just a cute picture you're sharing for your friends.
Okay.
But if the goal is to say that I am at, I don't know, Seafront Sushi, for instance, I'll just throw them out there. Rest in peace to the owner. But if you are there and you are hashtagging or posting a picture of sashimi, you got to put in all of the variables that go along with influencing, which is what's your location? Mm-hmm. Let people know where you are. Mm-hmm. You are tagging Seafront Sushi. You are hashtagging what you're eating. Mm-hmm. And you're showing them a clear picture of what it is you want them to come and try. Mm-hmm. So if you're a food critic and your whole life is about food, your page should be about food, hashtagging, handles, pretty pictures, nice captions, and growing your content and engaging with your audience.
What and you said using hashtags to get the attention of the brand or the company that's actually interested or that actually is the producer of the product that you have interest in is a way to go about it. Sure. But I mean, aren't there when we talk about small island nations, like I tell people, mm-hmm. the one thing about small island nations is there are some things that are extremely difficult, like having a sexual offenders register, and there are some things that are pretty easy, like being local talent that people could find, right? Mm-hmm. Like when people say to me, Levin, I've been trying to find you for 3 weeks, I ask myself, where do you get? You literally could knock me down on Thompson Boulevard every morning at 10 minutes to 11, right?
Well, I wouldn't know that.
But, right, okay. But I'm just saying, don't try to knock me down. I'm very skilled. But there are people like me, mm-hmm. right? For instance, I have, whenever it's not collects, believe this or not, I have a wonderful affinity to dry gin.
So you seem to be more on the libation side.
I have created a discipleship.
Okay.
All right. And the one thing I like to do is I like to have educated theses to present to people as to why they should be doing what it is that they do, right? So I drink Gordon's gin. Why? Because Gordon's gin is the gin that has the royal seal of the royal family.
Okay.
Were you aware of that? It is the one approved.
What about Bafitha?
No. Don't mind the fellow on that bottle dressed like the people over there.
Okay.
Gordon's gin has the royal seal.
Okay.
Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, mm-hmm. Has a dry gin cocktail twice a day.
So that's why you drink Gordon's.
That is why I just tell people I just drink it. Okay. You following me? Because most times if you give people a backstory,
yeah,
they'll follow you, right?
That's true.
Right, so
listen. And a believable story.
I drink gin, right? Because you remember there was a time where people say, oh my God, the Joneses drink that. Oh no, the Joneses do not.
Don't they drink...
Aristocrat.
Yeah.
Which is also gin.
In the right? plastic.
Yeah, the one you could kick up the street and still have your gin.
The one you could start a fire with.
Yeah, you could throw the gin from here to COB and walk up the road and still have your gin, right? Yes. No, but I drink Gordon's gin.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and not just me, like I make ginites.
You would never get me to do that. No offense to anyone that drinks Gordon's.
Listen, I'm telling you. You have no idea.
I have people that are saying Hendrix all day.
They don't know anything.
Do I?
Yeah. But Gordon's has...
I'm with them.
Gordon's has the royal seal of Buckingham Palace. Like Gordon's ships gin to the palace in a vacuum-sealed box. Did you know this?
What's your point?
The point I'm making is, when I tell people all this stuff, right, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. All of a sudden, their acquired taste, it's not Jones or rum anymore. So not only am I conditioning or influencing the mind or to buy the product, I'm actually influencing the thought around the product. It's no longer Jones a drink anymore. It's actually...
Something more regal?
Yes. And it makes people... Do you know how many things people, particularly Bahamians, that Bahamians do largely because it's been done by the who's?
Well, it's true.
That is the easiest way to get them to do it. That and to tell them it will give them a reference.
But that's what influencing is really about.
Yeah.
So you find someone who is an expert in what they do or that people... follow them for what they do and you give them what it is you're trying to sell and let them sell it for you. That's what influencing is about.
Mm-hmm.
And companies, they're so savvy now. They're finding tools. Influencer marketing tools that you can, and apps that you can sign up and find the influencer for you based on the content that people post. And that's why you have to have a consistency in the type of content that you post, because these companies that are out here, they're actually using apps to find you, to locate you.
So the point I'm making is there are other people like me. Like, I don't do it for the purpose of influencing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I'm not influential, right?
It doesn't make you an influencer.
I have little ginites.
Yeah.
They don't drink nothing else.
Yeah.
Right? It's because I've conditioned.
Hashtag ginites.
I've conditioned.
See, that could be one of your words. Yeah. Gordon's tonight.
And I imagine I'm not an anomaly. There are probably people like me that says, well, Jesus, I no one was doing this before I started doing it. And then I started doing it. And now I have this discipleship. Mm-hmm. I can't monetize that. If I went to LaToya and Moxie, walk me through that in a 5-step program. How do I go about turning that influential ability into visibility and then into marketability?
Well, there's not a 5-step program per se, but there are key steps that you need. And I mentioned some of it at the beginning of the conversation, but you have to have a clear-cut definition of your goal.
Mm-hmm.
What is your goal? What are you trying to achieve? Are you focusing on one particular subject matter, one particular product, service, brand? What are you selling or offering to people? What are you promoting? Be clear about what that message is. Mm-hmm. Set that narrative. And make sure that the people that are coming to your page will want to come back. So the goal is repetitive engagement. Want them to continue to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that your content has to be creative, has to be fun, has to be like a storytelling of sorts. You have to have that. If you don't have cool visual storytelling, you're going to lose your following.
Mm.
And you know that saying, I don't know the exact saying, but you do it and they will come.
Yes, build it and they
will
come.
Build it and they will come.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Build it and they will come. And for me, who's a micro-influencer, or I guess more or less a nano-influencer, that's what happened with me. My backstory was anybody that knows me in person knows that I love fashion, beauty, style, lifestyle, all those things. Mm-hmm. And so when I started building content, I started with doing certain things like post my family. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, kids will always get the likes up.
Oh, yeah.
But after a while, they're like, well, what is this page really about?
Yeah.
Because you'll post a, I might post a scripture one day, and then I post the dog tomorrow. Right. And then I realize, okay, I'm all over the place.
Okay.
So I formed a strategy. I did download that app that I told people about last week, Unum, which is one of many apps, Unum, mm-hmm. U-N-U-M, that helps you create a nice aesthetic on your page so people can visually see what you're about. It's like a magazine. It's a mm-hmm. virtual magazine, creating that for your followers.
Okay.
And just having a storyline, creating a narrative. So if I'm about fashion, beauty, I'm not going to post something random like a scripture. I may do it in my story because I'm just that random in my stories.
Sure.
But people don't really pay attention to my stories for visibility per se. Mm-hmm. They just, to me, I use my stories for people to get to know me better.
Okay.
But my posts are specific to fashion, beauty, lifestyle. So you need to make sure that you have a consistent message mm-hmm. For people to take you seriously.
Okay.
And then you need to engage. Even if one person responds with a heart emoji, respond back with a heart emoji. That means that you're a real live person.
Yeah,
they want to see your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have to continue to build the content. Even if you get the one like for the next 10 to 12 posts, continue. Consistency is where we fall down in getting noticed. When we're not consistent with our messaging, mm-hmm. we lose followers, we lose visibility, we lose connectivity, and we inevitably lose opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
People will find you. Mm-hmm. Brands will find you. Do not make yourself exclusive to one particular brand. However, make yourself marketable to a particular genre.
Genre, yeah.
You have to do that. So how you mentioned Gordon's gin.
Mm-hmm.
Someone like me may drink Hendrix gin.
Don't waste your time with that.
No, I like Hendrix gin, actually. Okay. But I'm just saying, knowing who
they
your
have
market
royal
is.
Seal, by the way.
But it's smooth. but know who your market is. Mm-hmm. If you know who your market is, then that's half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And companies will start paying attention and collaboration.
Okay.
Collaborating with other influencers or with influencers will better your chances of being taken more seriously, increases your credibility.
What about straddling the fence, right?
What do you mean?
And I want to walk you into this before we get to the break, because you also talked about page engagement, right? Like, I can tell you from just my Facebook, there was a time in my life that I did this very silly thing because I was trying to be a politician for about a minute. And so I gave my cell phone contact out on live
radio.
Oh,
no. That's a bad thing.
When people started calling me at 3:00 in the morning to rescue a cat that was making noise over their window, I then said, Jesus, if you let them forget my number, I will never say it publicly again.
Or just change the number.
I can't do that, right? I've had this number for 17 years.
Change the first three digits.
Do you know, people think I have commitment issues, but I don't know. My number's prefix is 376. That should tell you how long I've had it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
The only people who had theirs before mine is the 427s and the 557s.
Cell numbers?
Yeah. 557s, 557s, and the 427s. Other than that, there's nobody else. But I use my Facebook
mm-hmm.
for anybody, whomsoever will, let them come. Because I can manage when I reply to you, and calls annoy me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do not, unless it's burning down to the ground, do not call me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I actually answer people, mm-hmm. right, people are like, oh my God, Levin, is this you? Well, who else would it be? It's me. Oh, I didn't think that
they're
you
surprised.
Would reply. I didn't think that you would reply. Why wouldn't I reply? The device is right here in my hand. There's no reason for me to not reply. So how important is that one? And then how important it is for people that straddle the fence. Like, for instance, I joke all the time that I'm liberal Christian, right? I'm as liberal as Christianity would ever allow.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are people out there that often say, you keep talking about being Church of God, you can't be Church of God and talk about gin. And I tell them, if you show me one page in this Bible, let's say I can't drink gin, I will eat the page, right? If you show me one page in this Bible that say, thou shall not drink gin, I will eat the page.
Well, it's not good to straddle the fence. I will say that, because you're losing opportunity.
Mm.
You're losing opportunity. Pick a side.
But is there a market for people that are safe but rogue? Is there a space for reckless responsibility?
No.
I don't know. It looks like I'm not going to be good at this. Anyway, don't go anywhere. I'm going to the break. Leave a village. Yeah, LaToya Hannah Moxie is my guest. She's from the Hannaway Group. We'll be back after this.
You got to say good morning to
everyone. At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
COVID-19 doesn't take holidays off, and neither should you. We can celebrate the holiday season while continuing to follow all public health protocols and regulations. We must also remember to wash our hands and sanitize frequently. Wear our masks, cough and sneeze into our elbows, disinfect items brought into our homes, stay at least 3 feet away from others in public, and remain at home when we're feeling unwell. Let's have a happy and healthy holiday.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Whenever you have an influencer on your show, apparently your show becomes more influential. And so now I got shout outs, right?
Yeah.
I want to say a special shout out to Brittany and the Sign Man team.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. And then there's Naoshi in Orlando. And Obi Pinlin. And by extension, Monique Pinlin, right? Because she's one of my favorite people. And to the brother of LaToya, please stop calling her. She's on my show. I don't know why you don't know this. But she's here with me, so give her about 20 more minutes and then we'll get back to it. Customer engagement, right? Influencers and their engagement with companies. How companies pick who it is that they want to monitor or influence for their brand. And then how do influencers get beyond the battering stage? Because a lot of companies, companies just want to, oh, we'll give you as much free coffee as you could drink.
Free.
And when I faint, I still have a light bill.
Yeah.
Right? How do we work?
Well, let's start there because I know any nano or micro influencer, because we don't have a lot of macro influencers here in the country. I mean, let's be real. We only have 350,000 people in the country. So there's only so many followers we'll have until we go international. But for a lot of the micro influencers in the country, that's a big concern for them. Like, when you're growing your following, it's good to do barters. It's good to build relationships. It's good to get that brand awareness and, you know, trade secrets, I guess, for lack of a better explanation. But after a while, you're like, okay, I can't pay bills with your product.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you more attractive to be able to be monetized, you gotta ask.
You gotta get to the point where you talk about money.
Yeah, you have to say.
Okay.
So a lot of people will make the biggest mistake of accepting the bare minimum because they haven't had the conversation of saying, well, this is my rate.
Right.
Or some influencers go even as far as hiring an agency to represent them.
Okay.
My company doesn't hire agencies. My company does not represent influencers.
Mm-hmm.
We actually represent the company that looks for influencers.
Okay.
So that's the Hannaway Group side of it. So if a company reaches out to me and say, hey, I want to promote this new, let's go back to your gin.
Gin.
I want to promote this new gin that's coming out. I need influencers. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm probably going to use one of the apps. Winkle is one of them, where you can narrow down a few of the influences in your area.
Okay.
Search for a particular demographic. They're going to give you the whole the analytics.
Winkle.
Winkle. Okay. M-W-I-N-K-L.
Like periwinkle.
Yeah, well, without the E.
Okay, yeah. Go on.
So you can use an app like that to find influences, or you can use your marketing manager. Mm-hmm. If you're fortunate enough to have one in a company, your marketing manager, one of one of their expertise should be social media,
mm-hmm.
Or digital marketing should be more so aligned with what they do. And so you scour the internet, all of the platforms, and you pay attention to, well, you should have an account in your company, and you pay attention to the engagement. You search different hashtags. A lot of the companies out there start looking for influencers that put Bahamas in front of the hashtag. So okay. That's a good one. But we search for different influences through either collaborations or just scouring different platforms. We look for things like how many followers you have, what is your engagement, because engagement is more important than your following.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important part of influencing, because if your engagement is good, that means the likelihood of you being able to transition my product and service into a sale or more awareness goes up even more than the followers.
Mm-hmm.
Followers mean nothing today.
Okay.
Engagement and reach is definitely what you're looking for when you're looking for an influencer, and making sure that your influencer, that influencer ties in with the message that you're trying to set.
Mm-hmm.
So if they represent your brand, if they're likable, if they're creative, if they're visual, if they're consistent, these are some of the things the company should look for when trying to find an influencer. And then seeing if they pay attention, if that particular influencer actually puts the effort into whatever they are influencing.
Because
mm-hmm. sometimes that you have these one-off campaigns, and I would recommend for companies, when you're looking for influencers, and then we'll talk about ambassadors in a minute because there's a difference, you want to have a contract mm-hmm. for sure,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make sure that it's anywhere from 3 to 12 months.
Okay.
And you can start off with a barter program, test it out. I'm going to give you this product. Let's see how it moves. And if within 30 days it does move, we can reevaluate the terms and conditions of our agreement.
Okay.
And we can start monetizing you, because now we can track the ROI.
Right.
And in order for you to track that, you need things like discount codes. You need a URL that you can literally track the analysis mm-hmm. of how this person is helping your product move. Mm-hmm. So giving them discount codes, giving them freebies so they can give their customers or their followers, and making sure that you give them enough content for them to boast.
Mm.
One thing influencers don't like mm-hmm. is for you to tell them what to do.
Right.
An influencer page is not your promo book.
Right.
Let's be clear about that. Influencers hate that. I don't want you to put... Flyers are dead. Stop sending me flyers.
Right.
That's what an influencer is saying. If you give an influencer a flyer to post, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to go. I don't care even if you pay them to do it, guess what? It's going to stay up for as long as your terms and conditions say stay up,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to delete it.
Right.
So giving them creativity to be them, that's why they're an influencer. So you want to give them your product and let them push it the best way they know how. That's why they have people following them.
Somebody else obviously wants to talk to you. They keep calling back. So let's take this call on the line. Good okay. morning, caller. You're on. Is the call still there, Kermit? Nope. All right.
Well, they're
probably going to call us back. Someone here says, good show, Miller. Always admire Miss Hannah Moxie, a good role model, family woman, and influencer. Man, this sounds like a resume. Keep up the good work. We need more real, well-rounded, lovely women like you. And this is from a woman. Amen. One says, yeah, if your guest is open, and she seems to be, I like her style. Where did you go to high school, college, and did you major in marketing?
What? That's a lot.
It's a live show. I don't get to vet the text messages.
Well, I went to several high schools. Let me say that. And
don't
I know
call.
My,
don't call that one.
I will call all of them. Please, because don't. I'm proud of every school that I went to, and I know my former boss
now
is
we
probably
gotta do this.
My former boss is listening, and I know mm-hmm. he's gonna hit me up laughing at me because I always say one. I am a product of the Big Red Machine.
Oh,
I will
Jesus.
Say that.
Oh,
however, I am also a proud graduate of Temple Christian High School. So those are the two high schools.
So they
that
wash
I went
it off.
To. They didn't wash.
They wash it off of you.
No, I went to both of those schools, and I'm proud to be a part of the legacy that is both.
Oh, God. They also want to know, where did you go to college? Let's talk about that a little bit.
I went to Florida Metropolitan University, FMU, and also Troy State University.
Okay.
And no, I majored in international business, but I had a minor in marketing.
Okay. This person's calling back. Let's take their call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, Levi.
Hey, what's up?
Man, I'm like right here, hanging tough, man. You know me, I like challenges, right? It may not be a commandment, but you said something that sparked my attention.
Mm-hmm.
You say, find your scripture with gin.
Yeah, show me the page in the Bible that says that.
All right, I can find you some quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Wine is a mocker.
And strong drink is raging, uh-huh.
Hello.
Yeah, that sounds like a warning label. That don't sound like a commandment.
It's counsel.
It sounds like a warning label. It sounds like keep out of the reach of children.
No, you say anyone who will take part in it is unwise.
Mm-hmm.
It's counsel. It's wise counsel.
Sure. No problem. I hear that scripture, and I figure that's the one you were going to go to. And so it says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Anyone that takes part is unwise. If you take part in the rage that is caused from wine, or the mockery that is caused, the rage that is caused from strong drink, or the mockery that takes place from the abuse of wine, then yes, you are unwise. I agree with that scripture. Show me the one that say, don't drink it. Okay. Like how it say,
fair enough.
Some of the other things that I struggle with that. LaToya Hannah Moxie is here. She's with me. She's my guest. She's from the Hannaway Group. And she's also the host of A Seat at the Table on YouTube. You talked about influencers versus ambassadors. We've got about 3 minutes left. Tell me about that, because I wanna give you an opportunity to talk to me about your show as we close. Mm-hmm.
Well, influencers basically focus on a product or a service for a period of time, a short period of time. Again, anywhere from 3 to 12 months. They focus on a particular campaign. They bring brand awareness. And they're not tied exclusively to you.
Mm-hmm.
So an influencer can, I'll use hotels, for instance. I drop a lot of names. They got to start paying you on the show for just dropping these names.
Please, but, like CBL, Seafood Sushi. It'd be very nice if y'all could send me a check.
Well, you know what? Well, that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. If you are a notable person and you're dropping names, I mean, there comes a period of time where they're going to reach out to you and say, can you drop it a little bit more? Mm-hmm. So that's a start.
Today's a beautiful day to start. Go on.
So when you focus on, let's say, Ocean Club versus Rosewood,
mm-hmm.
those two brands are synonymous with luxury.
Mm-hmm.
As an influencer, I may be invited to an event at Ocean Club, and I may also be invited to an event at Rosewood.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way, shape, or form my loyalty is bound to either one of them without signing a contract.
Right.
Okay. But I may be asked as an influencer to come and endorse a particular event, a product service, whether it's a staycation or a bar experience and you drink a cocktail or whatever it might be. An ambassador is more bound to exclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
An ambassador represents your company, mm-hmm. is the best representation of your company.
Okay.
And that is a long-term partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And it is indeed that, a partnership.
I think that's what I am. I am
an ambassador.
Like I am a local community watering hole ambassador.
Yeah, and you get more return on investments with ambassadorships, mm-hmm. because they're more believable, it's more trusting, there's more integrity and credibility in ambassadorships. And that's what
people
look
for. And
you
know I actually use the product.
Yeah,
right? So
exactly.
I have this plan. I'm going to heist flags off of all the bars that I frequent.
And they don't promote anybody else.
So that they know that this is one of my embassies in the inner city, right? I'm just trying to work on the emblem.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you see the flag flying, you know that that's where I go to water.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm telling you I'm working on this. Let me read a couple of these text messages. People pay for these, so I don't want them to say I didn't read it. This one here says, man, leaving by the time your show was over. By the time the soup was finished, your show was over. Well, y'all can find me for everything else. You don't put ham and dumpling in soup. What? I don't know who been making your soup. This one here says, great show as usual. Don't make a lick your life, because we in Nassau have enough horrible drivers on the road. And we don't. Oh, you don't drink and drive? What? It's illegal. Maybe you could be an influencer for Cheetah's Lounge. Not Church of God, me.
You ain't meaning me.
Well, see, that's one of those straddle the fence. Oh, no. That's why it's important to not.
No. I was a Church of God boy, and I don't do them kind of things. So, Latoya, before we get out of here, tell us one more time, how do we find your seat at the round table, and when is it airing this week?
Well, it is a round table, but the show is a seat at the table.
Did I say round table?
Yes.
I apologize.
So you can visit us on Instagram or Facebook at A Seat at the Table Talk Show. You can search us on YouTube, ASATT, for any episodes. Subscribe, like, follow us. You can reach me personally for anything marketing, public relations related at The Hannaway Group on Instagram, or our website, www.thehannawaygroup.com.
And if you see her and she looks so youthful and vivacious, it's because she walks with her own banana when she comes in the morning.
I have yet to eat.
I see that. She walks with her own single banana. That is the secret to young, youthful skin.
No, collagen. Collagen in your coffee every morning will do you justice. And good genes.
Thank you very much for coming, Latoya. Anyway, that's my time. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for staying with me. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Oh, I forgot we were supposed to play this. I'm going to let y'all go out to Chronic. But anyway, I'm going to say it like I do every Friday. Do everything in your power to make sure that you don't kill nobody. Greater than that, make sure that nobody don't kill you. And if you do that, we will see you right back here on Monday. DJ Chronic, because I feel Anglistan-y today as we go with our Friday. I had to see with my own eyes. Yo. Love is love, love, love is love, love, love is love. Addicted love. To your drug, love, yo, what's up, love? Yo. Feeling for your love, drug, you the plug, love. Cupid shot that arrow, I got hit with the love, bub. Blessed with the curvature to strike a nerve. Yes, indeed, I'm blessed to see it, baby, you saucing. I need that recipe. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.